presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, in order to give his air and land forces an opportunity to practice their maneuvers in the proposed assault on the Chinese capital, Derek Bluger staged a sham battle on his own fortified camp. In the midst of the attack, Shanghai Lil spied the horse returning with Lynn Chalmers still tied to his back, and no sign of Jungle Jim. Bluger immediately called off the maneuvers and sent Lynn back into the hills on another horse. Next morning, Jungle Jim spied Lynn, and just as Bluger expected, he couldn't resist the impulse to go to her rescue. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Upon making the discovery that the figure tied on the horse is a white girl, Jungle Jim and Kolo dash from their hiding place in the cave.
It's a white girl, bound and gagged. Kolo, come on. We've got to save her.
Yes, Ituan Jim. Kolo, come.
Grab the horse's bridle, Kolo. I'll release the girl.
Yes, Ituan. Kolo, do.
Don't worry, miss.
Lynn Chalmers. What are you...
Well, I guess you can't answer any questions until I get that gag off. Hold the horse, Kolo.
Yes, Ituan Jim.
Just you hold out for a minute or two, Lynn, and I'll have you freed. Boy, I'd like to get my hands on the person who did this to you. Why, heaven only knows how long you might have roamed around these hills if we hadn't seen you.
Horse him all tired, Juan.
Must have come quite a ways, eh, Lynn? Mm. Well, here's the rope off your ankles. Now, just lean over toward me and I'll get you down. That's it. Swing your foot over now. There. Now, I'll get that gag off you. Here, how's that?
Much better. Oh, Jim.
Here, take it easy, Lynn. Don't let it get you down. Everything's going to be all right.
But, Jim...
But nothing. You just take it easy for a while. I'm dying to know what you're doing out here, of course, but that can keep. Bring the horse over by our cave, Kolo.
Jim, you
don't
shouldn't...
be silly, Lynn. What's a friend for if he can't help out? Of course, when we spied you, we could only see that you were a white girl. We had no idea it was the daughter of my best friend.
You don't understand, Jim.
I understand that you were in a tough spot and needed help, and that's enough for me. Now, here, take a swallow from this canteen. It'll do you good. Boy, your throat must be as dry as a cuttlefish bone.
It is.
That's the girl.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That was most refreshing. But
here. Now, what did I tell you? Now, listen, Lynn. We'll make for that big cave over there. You see, Kolo and I are traveling by night and hiding by day. We don't want to risk being sighted by the Purple Triangle sentries.
One, Jim.
Huh? What is it, Kolo?
Soldiers. Bluger soldiers.
Where?
Up there, on top hill. Look.
So there are. And up there, on that side, too.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. Jim, you've walked into a trap. Save yourself.
At that very moment, back at the fortified hideout of Derek Bluger, Shanghai Lil is having a chat with Lin Pu.
It's too bad that Chalmers girl broke up the big show yesterday, Lin Pu. That was the only excitement we've had around here since I arrived.
You will see many more practice attacks, Shanghai Lil, before our most high superior give order to take over national government.
Why will I?
Derek Bluger must have everything just so before he make move. You hear him say, perfect timing make for success?
Yes, I remember. And he also said, one little mistake and it means our next. You haven't forgotten that happy thought.
No, Shanghai Lil, I have not forgotten. I knew what lay ahead of us when I joined the Purple Triangle organization.
You mean you only knew what Derek told you? How do you know he isn't holding out something on us, Lin Pu?
Derek Bluger is man of his word.
Is he?
You doubt our most high superior?
I certainly do.
Shanghai Lil, do you realize what you are saying?
Yes, the truth.
This is treason.
Now, wait a minute, Lin Pu. Don't fly off the handle and get all puffed up like a powder pigeon.
What?
Listen here. Every member of the Purple Triangle is an outlaw.
Oh.
Granted, some were outlaws before they joined up. But even if they weren't, they are now. That's true, isn't it?
Well,
there are no laws for outlaws. To question one's superior anywhere else but here would be treason, I know that. But when you're in the position we are, Lin Pu, you've got to look out for number one.
I do not quite understand.
I mean each one of us has to look out for himself. That's what Derek Bluger is doing, and don't you forget it.
Our most high superior thinks only of cause.
Oh, now, honestly, Linfu, I gave you credit for more sense than that.
Well, I...
Maybe you don't know Derek as well as I do. I know him from way back. Believe me, I knew him when.
Yes?
You've got to watch him like a hawk. While he's shaking hands with you, he's got a knife in the other one ready to cut your throat.
Shanghai Lil.
Oh, stop trying to act so shocked. This isn't any secret. Everybody knows that about Derek, at least everybody but you. And what's more, Derek knows everybody's wise to him.
I'm very much surprised to hear this, Shanghai Lil.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I felt that way myself once. Only worse.
If Derek Bluger does not mean to overthrow national government...
Now, wait a minute. Who said he doesn't?
But you said...
All I said was you've got to watch Derek like a hawk. Of course he really means to overthrow the government.
Ah.
But if his scheme fails, you can bet your best uniform that he'll wriggle himself free and leave you holding the bag.
Holding bag?
Let you take the blame.
I?
Sure. You're his right-hand man, aren't you?
I have honor to be second in command.
And you're going to have the honor of being the first to take the punishment if Derek's scheme fails.
What?
Put that under your patent leather hair.
This is very great foolishness, this talk. Our cause will not fail.
Okay, General. But if the cannon should backfire on you, don't say I didn't warn you.
I cannot quite believe what you say.
I suppose you've never thought about it.
To tell truth, no.
Well, think about it now.
Many thanks, Shanghai Lil.
And as they print in theater programs, Lin Fu, look around now and pick the nearest exit. Oh, Derek.
Most High Superior.
Linfu, oh. Lil, we're in luck.
How so, Most High Superior?
Yes, how come, Derek? Has the national government suddenly decided to abdicate for you?
Almost, Lil. If things continue to go the way they are, all we'll have to do is to sit tight and the control of the government of China will fall into our laps.
Our laps, Most High Superior.
Was I addressing you, Linfu?
No, but I thought...
Well, stop thinking so much. That's my job. Carrying out my orders is your job. Remember that.
Yes, Most High Superior.
Derek... You really meant our laps, yours and mine.
Haven't I said you'd be the White Empress of China?
Yes, but don't you think this is not quite the time or the
place? All right, don't worry. I'm not going to Romeo it just now. We've got more important things to discuss.
As for example?
This news I've just received by radio. The Canton government has threatened war against the Nanking government.
And Most High Superior, if this is true, then all we have to do is wait for civil war. Step in and take over reins in name of Purple Triangle.
If it's true, I tell you it is true. According to my agent in Shanghai, Guangxi authorities have declared a state of defense at Kuailan.
Kuailan? Where's that, Derek?
I'll show you on this map. You see? Here's Kuailan, near the border of Yunnan province. It's in this province that Generalissimo Wang Gufao, the head of the Nanking government, has concentrated his military forces.
Why, Most High Superior?
Why? You're a general, Lin Fu, can't you see? To stop the onward march of the Canton government troops.
What's all the marching for?
Well, it seems that the Guangxi and the Kuangtung provinces are trying to force the hand of the Chinese national government.
I see. But maybe it's all a bluff, Derek.
I hardly think so, Lil. They've ordered all Chinese women and children to leave Guangxi. This time, they mean business.
We mean business, too, do we not, Most High Superior?
Of course we do. Who said we didn't?
Oh, Lin Fu's just itching to lead the Purple Triangle Army into war, Derek. Can't you see the glint of battle in his eyes? When will you loose the dogs of war?
When I have some more men and equipment. I daren't make a move until my Purple Triangle Army has reached the maximum enrollment.
But I thought we were all ready, Most High Superior.
What have I told you about thinking? I'll make all the plans around here. That brain of yours will get lame if you try to use a Lin Fu. It's been idle so long.
Most High Superior.
Fool, what do you mean by bursting in like this?
Excuse, please, Most High Superior. But strange squadron of airplanes flying over headquarters.
What?
Open window, Most High Superior. You see?
Open the window, Lin Fu. 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 12 bombers. Why, they're government planes. Let me get on that phone. Hang Yen. Start a smoke screen at once. Order our air forces to stand by to repel an attack. I'll be right out to take charge. Come on, Lin Fu.
Yes, at once.
Wait for me.
I haven't time to bother with you, Lil. There's plenty of work to be done.
Oh, you won't have to bother with me. I came up here for excitement, and I aim to be around when it happens.
All right, but don't get under my feet.
Look how low they're
climb.
Yes, but there goes the smoke screen.
Most High Superior, here comes one plane right at us.
It's going to drop a bomb. Run for your lives. In here.
Shut the door, Derek. It didn't drop a bomb. It dropped a package.
Go bring that package to me, Lin Fu.
At once, Most High Superior.
Thank goodness that screen's getting thicker by the minute. This package may be a demand for us to surrender. By the time Lin Fu gets back here with it, those bombers will have lost sight of us.
Here, package, Most High Superior.
Give it here. We'll find out what they want.
Oh, Derek, look out. It may be one of those new type bombs. They don't explode immediately on hitting the ground.
Yes, you may be right, Lil. Here, Lin Fu, you open this package. What is it, Lin Fu?
A note wrapped around a weight, Most High Superior.
Note, let me have it.
But certainly, Most High Superior, here is note.
What does the note say, Derek?
Gensing, hug in. Turn off that smoke screen, you fools!
What has happened, Most High Superior?
Yes, for heaven's sake, Derek, don't keep us in jittery suspense. What does the note say?
Those bombing planes are being flown by deserters from the Canton Air Force.
Oh, what?
They're offering to join us if we'll let them. Will we? Come to Earth, my little war buddies! Come to Earth!
Out in Tsuling Pass, Jungle Jim attempts to follow Lin's warning and save not only himself, but his two companions. Keeping close to the rocks, they make their way in the direction of Bluger's camp.
Oh, why didn't you listen to me, Jim? Bluger sent me to bring you out of hiding. He'll capture you.
Well, if Bluger thought you would aid in capturing me, your scheme has failed. Instead, you've warned me of my danger.
Yes, I told him I'd do just that.
And he still sent you after me?
Yes. He said I'd better not try any tricks on him. That he meant to get you, dead or alive.
Oh, then you're only a part of his plan to get me. What's the rest of it?
That cavalry squadron who followed me, Jim. That's how he expected to capture you.
Well, we've eluded them so far, haven't we?
Yes, but they know these hills better than we do, Jim.
What, Jim?
Huh?
Look, look. Bluger soldiers.
What?
Oh, Jim, we're lost.
Hey, Bix, Tolo, shoot them.
No, no, don't shoot Tolo. We're trapped, all right. We put up a fight now, they'll fill us with lead.
The plan of Derek Bluger, self-styled Napoleon of the Orient, has worked to perfection. Jungle Jim, Kolo, and Lin Chalmers are captured and led to his stronghold. The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. The Big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, Bringing Up Father, the Katzenjammer Kids, Barney Google, Flash Gordon, Toots and Casper, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.